Climate change and limited water resources are taking a toll on the habitat of endangered plants. But Georgia conservationists are taking a fresh approach to the problem. From our colleagues at Georgia Public Broadcasting, Grant Blankenship reports.
The brambles are thigh high as researchers explore territory about 50 miles north of the Florida Panhandle.
So we're going to walk into a forested wetland that has a lot of tupelo.
Lisa Genke is a plant ecologist here at the Jones Center at Itchway. She leads this team through what was a hunting preserve owned by the Woodruff family of Coca-Cola fame. Now it's owned by the charitable Woodruff Foundation. In this group are scientists from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources and private landowners. They're looking for an endangered plant called the pondberry. We found the female plants.
Here and goes to like the tall sweetgum.
They might be clones of each other, really just one plant. That's because genetic reproduction requires male plants, and those are somewhere on the other side of the wetland. That's why pondberry is one of 14 federally endangered plants in Georgia. Today's Nature Walk has an important goal: to collect seeds, sock away those seeds in seed banks, and hopefully one day in the future, put plants back on the landscape. Some call that rewilding. It's not new work, but there will be more projects like this through the help of a five-year, $780,000 federal grant to Georgia DNR. The aim today is to find this relative of sassafras. It's about 4 feet tall with fuzzy leaves, zigzag stems, and today, lots of tiny, unripe green fruit. There shouldn't be seeds to collect for months. But then DNR botanist Carly Stepp sees something really cool.
There's red fruit already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
There's one red, ripe fruit. And that means there's a seed. And so a debate ensues. Collect the seed or not? Lisa Genke says this is the only spot on Itchway they've seen pondberry.
Mm-hmm. So we just take one tornado or one hurricane, and this population could be gone.
The debate's tabled to look for that stand of male plants across the water. That's where retired science teacher and timberland owner Heather Brazel whips out a tiny magnifying glass to see the details in a pondberry stem.
This has got the entire
leaf.
Margin.
About 70% of the woodland in Georgia is privately owned. Much of that's monocropped in pine tree plantations. So Brazel says private landowners, even people with just a patch of garden, need to make space for rare plants.
So the idea is that little areas can collectively become significant in terms of conservation and habitat.
An important part of this project is determining where to plant the seeds they collect. DNR senior botanist Lisa Cruz says that's just one step in the process.
We're not to the point where we have a notion of where that would be at this point. More now, it's more just protecting the genetic resources.
Can you grab one of those trees?
Back at the female pondberry.
Is it red enough?
They check the berry again. They need to decide whether to take it or leave it.
I think it's red enough, yeah.
Cruz delicately plucks the fruit, slips it in an envelope.
This is like the famous fruit right now.
And then someone asks, hey, is this the first seed of this project?
Yes.
Woo! That's exciting!
One precious seed. Hopefully the first of many. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Baker County.